As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
They really are. I know I haven't been there for you. I've been working so hard, and I just feel bad. I don't even barely know what's going on with you. I'm sorry, Pop. What is it? Is it me?
Nothing.
Tell me. Tell me. Come on.
No. It's just... I should have been there for him.
No, oh no, you can't do that to yourself. This was not your fault. Do you hear me? He is close. I know it. I feel it in my heart. You just have to, you have to trust me on this, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Look at this one. Look at this one. I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
That's the one. Oh. Hello? Hello? Lonnie?
Hopper? Who is this? Will? Will?
It's Will? Will? Oh, who is this? Huh? Who is this? Mom? Who is it? Who is it, Mom? Mom? Was it, look at me, Mom. Was it Will?
Yes.
What did he say? What did
he say? He just breathed. He just breathed.
And you knew it was someone else? Mom, please, who was it?
It was him. No, it was his breathing. I know it was his
Cowabunga! Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Danger. I bet you thought, he forgot about us, or maybe he stopped doing the podcast, or more likely, he might be in prison. None of those things are true. I'm here, And wait, oh wait, I need to start singing. Hold on. Color me your color, baby. Color me your car. What the hell was that? Color me your color, darling. I know who you are. Come up off your color chart. I know where you're coming from. Call me on the line. Call me any time. Call me, I'll arrive. You can call me any day or night. Call me. Yes, folks, I am back. Finally back to talk to all the stranger friends out there in the world. And I thought, you know, it would be a good time to catch up on some voicemail. I see that I have voicemail going back to March. March, the month of March. That goes back way too far. So I went in, I downloaded all the voicemails, I combed through them, I edited out all the ones with the naughty language. You know who you are. And I am bringing to you, to be honest with you, I'm bringing to you every single one that was sent to me, except one that came that came out kind of bad, but it was a follow up to one that was got sent already. So no worries, because if you called in with a voicemail, I'm playing it. Well, that definitely wasn't planned. Note to self, please go back and add some killer harmony. Hopefully I did, and it knocked your socks off. So, yeah, what have I been up to? I'm trying to think. The last time I did a podcast for you was in July. So, you know, not terribly long. Before that, it was much further back when I did Stranger Danger Book Club, Come Chotka. And I was looking it up, what we have in the future coming for us for Stranger Danger Book Club. And the good thing is there are things on the horizon. We see there is a Stranger Things 4-issue comic book series called The Voyage. There's a 4-issue series, or I think it's a 4-issue series, called Tales from Hawkins. That could be an ongoing series, which would be exciting. And the big thing I'm really excited about coming at the end of October is Flight of Icarus, a novel all about Eddie Munson. And what I'm really excited about is I think that, well, it's Halloween, first of all, so what's not to be excited about? But I believe that following week, or like the end of that week, I am going to be driving my mother-in-law back down to Florida. I don't know if you've followed my escapade over the last couple of years, but I fly down, drive her home, and now home used to be in New Hampshire. Now it's right around the corner. Literally, I could walk there in 10 minutes. And then in the fall, we drive down and I fly back. So last year, I think it was Halloween, so I read The Exorcist. Now, I am excited about the new Exorcist movies and the original, one of the scariest movies of all time, if not the scariest movie of all time. And then I finally read the book, and the book was, like, growing up knowing the movie and being freaked out by the movie, the book was incredible and made me want to read other things by William Peter Blatty. And, of course, the director of The Exorcist, William Friedkin, just recently died, so rest in peace, sir. And now we see that they're going to be making new Exorcist movies with... I forget her name, but she plays Chris McNeil. She was the mother in the original movie. So she's coming back, and there's going to be a trilogy. And it is by the guys who did the most recent Halloween trilogy. And why am I talking about that? Well, first of all, I haven't talked to you in a while, so I just want to catch up on things. But another thing is, one of the reasons I haven't been solely focused on Stranger Things, I know, forgive me, I apologize, is that I have other podcasts that I work on. I have a podcast about action comics by Superman called Reaction Comics. That one I let sit dormant for way too long and just recently brought it back a few weeks ago. Then I have another one that I started earlier this year. It's called Slash, and it is a horror movie podcast focused primarily on these franchises. So what was the first season of Slash? It was Halloween, and I just finished. I watched Halloween Ends for the first time. I watched it for the podcast, and I just put it up an episode of that last week. It is, you can find it at fansnotexperts.com. You can find it anywhere podcasts are available. And you can find it at the fansnotexperts.com/YouTube. Yes, YouTube. I don't know if you've noticed, but I put up all the old episodes of Stranger Danger, the first three seasons of the Stranger Things, three seasons, up on YouTube. That's at youtube.com/@fansnotexperts. And it's just the audio from the show, but I thought another way for people to find it. I'm going to be hopefully getting the Stranger Things 4 up there fairly soon. But in the meantime, you can also see other videos that I've done for Slash. I have an entire season of Halloween, and coming soon is the second season, which I will be covering all of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. But to bring it right back around, I think I'm going to go and watch all the Exorcist movies at some point, too, to get ready for these new ones here. Now, what does that have to do with Stranger Things? Well, kind of connects, because Robert Englund is Fred Krueger, and, of course, he's also Victor Creel. So I thought that was a way to kind of bring it back to Stranger Things. I had a poster of Robert Englund as Freddy Krueger on my door as a kid, and I'm not talking the door of my bedroom so if I close it I can't see it. I'm talking when I put my head down on my pillow, I'm looking directly at a closet, and this Freddy Krueger poster was life size, head to toe, the entire size of the closet door, and I fell asleep with that in my eye line, which probably kind of says a lot about me. Growing up, I had friends they put on the hockey mask, like their brother actually played hockey, and back then hockey masks actually looked like that, and would scare me. That freaked me out. Friday the 13th freaked me out. I remember Michael Myers freaked me out. But for some reason, it didn't, like, maybe it's because A Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3, my dad actually took my brother and I to the theater. And by that point, Freddy was kind of funny. It was violent. It was scary. But it never freaked me out as much as the other things. So I'm looking forward to revisiting all those movies. So go to fansnotexperts.com. If you like me talking and rambling about things, you can definitely find more things that I ramble about over at fansnotexperts.com. And I started that podcast mainly because I would listen to these sports pundits. I'm a big sports fan. I like sports. And they're all experts. They've never played the game in their life. They don't know anything about it, but they're experts, you know, from, you know, watching it from 500 feet away. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun to talk about something as a fan, not an expert? Ding, ding. And then the light bulb went off in my head. It hurt. It was like, whoa, what is that? What is that? That bright thing coming out of my ear. It was a light bulb. You know, the rest was history. I mean, I'm hoping someday it's history. At least you guys know where Fans Not Experts is, right? Right? Please go visit. Click and visit right away. Thank you. So as I was saying, the main reason for doing this episode was, first of all, to say hi to all you Stranger friends out there, but also to get caught up on the voicemails that were sent in, to see if there's any questions or anything that I could kind of sink my teeth into, and we can kind of spur on, is that the word, spur on a discussion? It seems like it could be, so I'm just going to say it is. So let's spur on the discussion by going to our first voicemail.
Hi, I am recording this, but I'm not supposed to be, so yeah. Hope this gets in. It's really nice to see someone who has the same passions that I have. So, yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much for calling, Zeke.
Yes, I know he didn't say his name there, but spoiler alert, Zeke called back. But same passions. Huh? This message came back all the way back from February 28th. That's the last day of February. If it wasn't a leap year, was it? No, I would have known that. The last day of February. And yes, Zeke, I'm assuming by same passions you mean Stranger Things and spaghetti and meatballs. Those are my two major passions in life. So Zeke is calling when he's not supposed to be. Now, I think like I didn't have growing up, I did not have there was no internet. So can you believe it? So I didn't have a phone to connect to people. If I were to call kids I went to school with, I would be usually in my parents' room using their phone before they came up and went to bed. Michael, time for bed. So I'd have to hang up the phone. I'd walk it over and then you hang it up and I'd say goodnight. And then there'd be a dial tone. I know most of you kids out there don't even know what a dial tone is, but I tell you, in my day, we had dial tones. So I didn't have any way to make any kind of connection. All I had growing up was a book light, now, which worked out great because I would turn on that book light and I would read such books as Bunnicula, or I read the Space Camp movie novelization, or I would read WWF magazine. Those are my big go-to, or Mad magazine. Those are my big go-tos, know anything about me as an adult grown-up man, you could see that Mad Magazine and WWF Magazine seem right up my alley, still to this day. But later on in life, I got a TV in my room. But I'm telling you guys, this was the olden days, okay? This TV, I'd have to go up and manually change the channel with my hands. Clunk, clunk, clunk. That was the VHF, and then was the UHF, or was the other way around. Unless you are over 30, you have no idea. Peck, maybe even that's not even like old enough. Maybe you have to be over 40 to know what the hell I'm talking about. But then one year my brother got me the Sega Game Gear, so I was able to play that at night. Now, if you don't know what the Sega Game Gear is, that's because it didn't do very well. Think Nintendo Game Boy, but then it comes out and it's in color. We were a Sega family first, or Sega, I don't know how people say it, but Sega. But we had the Sega Master System, the Sega Genesis, the Sega Game Gear. Then we kind of started moving into PlayStation and Nintendo Entertainment System. But I had that, so it was a handheld video game system. Then I got Nintendo in my room, and I realized, like, my parents aren't coming. They're not knocking on the door. But I couldn't be too loud because they were the next wall over. So I'd have to, like, really turn it down and play Super Mario Brothers. So I get the idea of doing stuff when you're not supposed to, and I get the idea of finding people online that share the same passions with you. That is some of my favorite things about podcasting, is that if you like something, you know, when I was a kid, if I like something, you'd like maybe bring it up at school and hopefully Timmy would like it too, or otherwise Timmy would say, oh, what are you, a geek? And then he'd hit you, ow, you're not supposed to like WWF magazine. But Timmy was a jerk. Nowadays, if you like something, you can search out groups of people. You can search out podcasts. And you can find people that enjoy the same things. And it's like, it is a breath of fresh air because, you know, I have friends that I've been friends with since I was a little stranger friend. I was a tiny little kid. Well, maybe not tiny, but I was younger. I was definitely younger. But they don't share the passions that I have. You know, they don't care about comic books. They don't care about heavy metal. Yes, I like that rock and roll music. They don't care about, like, no, they do like Stranger Things. We have, it's not completely like not the same interest. But I realize I like what I like. And I don't care if my friends like it or not. They're still my friends, and I still like what I like. Those are two separate things. There are plenty of people who like what I like, and I can find them online. And that's why, you know, I have various podcasts about various things, because I like talking about different things. But for you guys, I like talking about stranger things. Huh? See what I did there? Huh? Oh, and I said, how did I know his name was Zeke? Well, this is how.
Hello, it's Zeke again. Hey, I actually said my name this time. I'm recording this, I think, one day before this is supposed to come out, so... Can you make a Henry Danger podcast? I listened to the episode with Danger or Danger Things, so I kind of want to see a podcast about Henry Danger from you. Thank you.
Oh, Henry Danger. I could go on and on about that show. It's a show that I almost would not tell. I would be like, if I were to tell like coworkers, you know what show's really great? And then I say, it's this show on Nickelodeon. And they'd look at me like, sorry, you have no children, right? And I would say, listen, you need to watch the show. It's incredible. And that is how I feel about Henry Danger. Now, for those of you who didn't download the Danger Things special episode, Henry Danger is a program on Nickelodeon, or it was a program for 5 seasons? I don't know, it's a million episodes, where a kid becomes the sidekick to a local superhero who's kind of a jerk and hilarious. And there's, to say that there's nuance to a show that is geared towards kids, it sounds ridiculous, but it is quite true. And the funny thing is, and I mentioned this on that episode, I did not get into this show because of my niece and nephew. Now, I found out that they watched it too, and they loved it. But it turns out that I got into this show because of my friends, the same friends that you know I've known for decades and decades. They watched it with their kids, and they, on this text chain, they start mentioning it. And I said, you know what, I'm going to give it a try. And I started watching it, and I said, this is really silly. And it just kind of grew on me. And I said, this is kind of ridiculously entertaining. There are references there that kids will not get. There's a whole episode, an entire episode, where they parody the movie Risky Business. And if you out there know the movie Risky Business, you think, what? How in the world could they do that on a children's program? And they do it, and they pull it off, and it is incredible. There are so many things like that on the show. Now, there's a spinoff show called Danger Force. I have yet to watch it. I've been told, don't bother. I've been told, you should still watch it. It's still pretty funny, but it's not as good. I think, knowing me, I'm going to watch it. And then I believe there's going to be a Henry Danger Paramount Plus movie coming. So I feel like I could probably get my friend who's older than me to talk about Henry Danger, because I would text him constantly about different things. That would be very funny, to get two grown men discussing Henry Danger episode by episode. That would be amazing. Zeke, I feel bad, because you said this was supposed to come out you were sending something one day before something was supposed to come out. I must have either misled everyone or terribly lied, and I didn't do anything in March. That's because I was doing Marchie McFly, another podcast that I do. I just paint myself in corners by doing millions of podcasts. Next week starts a new season of The Mandalorian Man, where I'm going to be doing Ahsoka. You know the Ahsoka show coming to Disney Plus? I will be doing an episode by episode podcast covering, recapping. I don't take notes. I just watch it and talk. But my most favorite thing so far about the Ahsoka, which I'm calling the Ahsoka Ashoka, get it? Show, the Ahsoka Ashoka, is the theme song that I wrote and recorded for it. But I'm not going to tell you now. If you want to hear that, you're going to have to go and find The Mandalorian Man. Anywhere podcasts are available, or you could just go to fans.experts.com and you can click on a link there, finding it. Thank you for the call, Zeke.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Friends, my podcast is actually called The Wednesday Podcast by Jax. It's an awesome podcast, and I'm also creating my own self as a Funko Pop. Yes, I'm creating my own self as a Funko Pop. So cool right now, and bye. See ya later. Bye. Bye.
My good friend Jax. That message came in March 12th. Jack sent another one a few seconds late or the same night, but it broke up a little bit, Jax, but I got the gist of what you were saying. Your podcast is called The Wednesday Podcast. And I am not going to lie, until now I thought, oh, does that mean it's about the day Wednesday and it comes out on Wednesdays? It has to be about the Wednesday show, right? On Netflix. What a great show that was. Now, I'm a big Tim Burton guy. I've loved him since I was a kid. I didn't even realize he directed Pee-wee's Big Adventure. But once I saw Batman and Edward Scissorhands, those were the ones that kind of made me go like, this guy can create fairy tales and dark fairy tales. And I love him. And you kind of get that feeling with Wednesday. Great show. So I would... I got to check this podcast out, Jax. And you're also making your own Funko Pop as you're popping your peas. I can't even, wow, this microphone's so good, it doesn't even let me pop my peas. But making your own Funko Pop, I'm trying to hold in a burp as I tried to pop too many peas. Making your own Funko Pop, that's cool. And I'm wondering how you'd even do that. Is there a kit? Is it just like, are you 3D printing it? I want to know how it came out. I know it's been 6 months or 5 months. So I hope it came out. That would be really cool. I don't own any Funko Pops, which is, it's depressing, but it's really depressing. I don't have a spot for it. Like someday I'd like to get a little office with a little shelf. And on that shelf, I'm going to have all kinds of Superman Funko Pops. That's what I want. And of course, Stranger Things Funko Pops. Why wouldn't I want that? Thank you for the call, Jax.
Hi, Mike. It is Reese again. Just wanted to let you know that my birthday was on March 18th. I don't know when you're putting in a new episode, but I hope you put it out soon. And just keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for the podcast.
What a polite young man you are, Reese. And, I mean... look, I'm going to say happy birthday, but you sent this in on March 20th. It's now August 17th. Ready? I'm going to do the math. I'm counting on my fingers. Ready? March. April's 1 month. Okay, March. Wait a minute. April. Hold on. April, May, March, April, May, June, July, August. I nailed it. Yes, 5 months. It'll be 5 months in about 3 days. Happy way belated birthday. Your birthday was March 18th. Happy birthday, first of all. It is a big month. August is a big month for my family. So it's kind of related. Look, you just had a birthday. Guess who else just had a birthday? Me. That's right, me. August 4th was my birthday. Don't worry how old I was. I'm just a year older than I was last year, but I'm no more mature than I was 10, 15, 20 years ago. So that's August 4th. Then on August 14th, it's my brother's wedding anniversary. My brother and my sister-in-law, who happens to be my wife's sister, if I've never said this before, my brother and I are married to sisters. Not our sisters. That would be weird. They're sisters. Like, I'm married to the older sister. He's married to the younger sister, but he's the older brother. Isn't that weird? So, and their daughter is the big Stranger Things fan. And I, actually there's something more to talk about that. Now let's get back to August. August 16th, which was just yesterday, was my mother and father's anniversary. Not only that, but it was my mother's brother's birthday. Okay. Not only that, but it's also my father's birthday. Yes. August 16th, a huge time in the Stranger Danger family household. I mean, I said, let's all get around and watch, you know, Stranger Things. They said, no. Okay. That's fine. But it is, August is a big month and it's not even over yet. August 20th now is my niece's birthday. And shockingly, and you've heard her voice on here before, she is turning 13 years old. We took her out last week for her birthday. My wife and I, Mrs. Stranger Danger, took her out to hibachi, which I had never done before. I caught some food. My niece caught some food. My wife tried to catch some food. There was fire. They squirted sake from a squeeze bottle like 5 feet away. They socketed it to me. It was a fun night. So we took her out last week. Her birthday is officially on Sunday, but we're having a party for her on Saturday. Originally, I didn't think we were going to be in town because my wife and I are going to visit my cousin for a couple days. So we took her out earlier. But to bring it right back to Stranger Things, recently, she works with perler beads. My nephew actually made me a Michael Jordan one the other day where you can iron things and make all kinds of designs. Well, anyway, she created an incredible Stranger Things related perler bead design of Robin in her Scoops Ahoy outfit, holding the sign, the dry erase board that says "You suck," and I am putting that in the show notes because I want to give my niece props for creating this awesome thing that is hanging on her wall. It's hilarious and it came out really good. And I hope you check it out. Whatever you're listening to, if you go to the show notes or if you go to fans.experts.com in the post, you will see a picture, this picture from my niece, the queen of the Stranger Friends, I'll call her. My nephew still hasn't started watching yet, but, my niece loves it. I got to get her into reading the books, I think, too. I think she would really, really like that because she's smart and she knows how to read. So happy belated birthday, Reese. I feel like it's been so long that the next time you call, you're going to be like, hey, how you doing? It was me, Reese. That was my birthday. What took you so long? I just got my driver's license. But anyway, happy birthday, dude.
Hello. Hi, I am Zeke. I have had rehearsals all week this week, so because I have a show this weekend. I have a school performance on Friday. This is 27th through 31st, so it's a pretty long week for me. And then there's also, let's see, I'm waiting for Stranger Things 5. And, hiya, pal! It's me, Mickey Mouse. Hi, go to YouTube and subscribe to the loading screen. It's my brother's channel. Doesn't post much, but if he just gains a bunch of subscribers, it'll be thanks to me. So, thank you and goodbye.
Zeke again. We got triple Zeke in this episode. This one came a few weeks later, March 29th. So your play is long gone. Now, I hope it went well. Number one, I want to know, what was the play? Okay. I've never been in a play. Maybe when I was a like tiny kid, you know, again, tiny, quote unquote. I think when I was in kindergarten, I did something on stage. Like I did a senior show in high school where we did a lip sync. We lip synced to Faith No More's Epic. If you don't know that song, you can look it up. We didn't like win and move on to the big spirit show. But the biggest thing I did in high school was I played. So there was at the time there was this Adam Sandler, you know, the comedian, actor, Adam Sandler. He put out an album, a comedic album with some funny songs on it. One of them is a famous song called Lunch Lady Land, which he performed on SNL with the late, great Chris Farley. And I went to Catholic high school, went to Catholic grammar school too. So I was a good little Catholic boy. I had to wear a tie every day for 8 years from first to eighth grade. That was fun. So anyway, what the hell was that? Oh no, I'm going to hell now. I said the H-E double hockey sticks. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh yes. So we wrote this song, a parody of it called Religion Teacher Land, that Chris Boyd, I don't know, Chris, if you're out there, Christopher Boyd, he sang it, and I got on the guitar and played it. Now, I didn't plug the acoustic guitar in, so I just tried to play it as loud as I could. I broke a string on stage. It was like, I didn't know what to do, so I just started pulling the string apart and tried playing still. It ended my theatrical career. Really, it did. But I hope it went a lot better for Zeke. And I want to know what the play was. You know, my favorite play in the world. Well, I like musicals. Right? So I love Little Shop of Horrors. I love the play. I love the soundtrack. I love the movie. I saw that. And then like Broadway plays, I've only seen a few. I saw Miss Saigon. Of course, when I was a kid, I saw Cats. I played the hell out of it. My dad, like, took the record and made a tape for me, so I had the tape that I listened to, and I listened to that tape sometimes in college. I don't care. I will break out any time into some Cats, and they all say, oh, well, I guess there never was ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mistopheles. Yes, that was in my brain. I did not look it up. Oh, the Rum-Tum Tug was a curious cat. And of course, Memory All Alone, Indelicle Cats, I don't know where I'm going with this, but if you bring up a play, I'm going to start singing Cats. That's just the way it is. Of course, Stranger Things is going to be having a play, right? They say it'll somehow go back to the past, but also have something to do with the future. I don't know. It's only in London, isn't it? I need to get to that. I also want to go see Back to the Future, the musical. And last year, I took my wife and I took her mom to see A Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond musical. If you listen to Mandalorian Man at all, you'll hear that I like Neil Diamond just a little bit. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, we took her to a free concert in the park to a Neil Diamond tribute act. And it was, I'll just say it was this. It was, I can't think of a Neil Diamond that it would go with it, but it was wonderful. We're coming to America. You could see that I really had no plans with this episode at all, except listening and reacting to voicemails. Now, another thing Zeke mentioned was the loading stream. So, look, if people are subscribing to the loading stream, I want Zeke to get credit, and I want me to get credit, and all you. So, if you do go to the loading stream on YouTube, write a comment somewhere and say, I'm here because Zeke told me to come here from Stranger Danger. That's what I want you to write. If you could write that in the comment stream, that would be great. And pretty great Mickey Mouse. Like, I can't, I don't think I can get my voice that high anymore. I feel like I used to do it. My dad always did like, for, you know, Donald Duck. And of course, I tried to do a Goofy. It's like a, but it's not very good. I feel like the only cartoon impression I can do is one line from Fred Flintstone. I may have said this before here, but it's not the Fred Flintstone from the original cartoon. It was like in the 70s or 80s, they came out with other cartoons. And that's the voice you hear in like all the Fruity Pebbles commercials. And it's one line, and it's just Barney yelling. I mean, Fred Yarny yelling at Barney. And it sounds a little something like this. Ready?
Barney!
There, that's it. That's all I can do. Now, I did that over the phone once to my friend. He thought it was a recording. So that's the highest compliment you can give a little nerd like me. That's my impression. Not as good as Zeke's Mickey Mouse, though. Thank you for calling so many times, Zeke. And keep on calling.
It's me again. I know I haven't been sending recordings. I just want to send one. Yeah. I just want to say hi.
You know, sometimes you could give us updates about what's going on in the world, what's going on in your life, what's going on with Stranger Things fandom. Sometimes you can just say hi. This message came in at the end of May, May 31st, right at the beginning, right before my movie month. Yes, another podcast he does. This one came in from Josue. God, I think I'm always nervous that I'm mispronouncing it. I know you told me how to say it, and I forgot because I'm a terrible person, but you're not. So thank you so much for calling and saying hi. Because sometimes you just want to call and say hi. Sometimes my best buddy calls in the middle of the day while I'm trying to be, you know, busy at work, and he calls for no reason except to say hi. And it's nice. And I get annoyed by him because I'm like, I'm working. Leave me alone. But it is nice. And thank you so much for calling. I feel like we're catching up. There were no voicemails in April, no voicemails in June, no voicemails this month yet. But back in July, we did get our last voicemail of the evening.
Hi. Hey, Mikey, this is Todd Rogers. Just wanted to let you know I love the podcast. You do some awesome things. And I just wanted to let you know I'm patiently waiting on this strike to be over. But I did pick up Stranger Things and the Ninja Turtles.
Todd. Oh, Todd. I got to see that Ninja Turtles movie. My brother took my nephew for his birthday, which was last month, and they loved it. Now, it said it reminded them of the Spider-Verse movies, which I love. Todd, you've called in before. We've connected on Instagram, and you sent in this voicemail on July 19th. So by now, you've seen the Ninja Turtles movie. And I'm assuming you loved it. I'm assuming. But yeah, the other thing you brought up was the strike. And what's kind of crazy is think about the luck that us as Stranger Things fans have had to deal with as far as like waiting for our shows. Now, I know saying, oh, that gosh darn pandemic, what the heck? Like saying that is a little unfair, a little like, get your priorities straight, Mike. It's only a TV show. But, you know, we had to wait extra long for our favorite show to come back. And now the writers and actors are on strike and we're going to have to wait even longer. It seems not even longer than last time, but we're going to have to wait longer than we originally would have had to for Stranger Things 5. But to me, I'm all for, you know, supporting obviously the writers and the actors for getting their fair share for the work that they're doing that's there forever. When I saw some of that AI stuff, for like extras, like, oh, you've signed over the rights for us to use your face in AI for extras forever. It's like some of that stuff was bonkers. The amount of money that us, the consumers, make for these executives, you know, it's not always about the very famous, very rich actors. There are working actors who are working and, you know, just trying to make a living. And for that, you can't, how could you not, you know, be supportive of that? But at the same time, I want them to get it all over with, get all happy. Everyone signs, everyone's happy, and they're back to making my favorite and your favorite television program, Stranger Things. And Stranger Things 5, I mean, I'm thinking like, are we going to get it next year? Like, let's say the strike ends in the next month. Are we going to be able to get Stranger Things 5 in 2024? Will it delay things to the point where it actually pushes back production? Not production, but release. You know, maybe sometimes things are done and then they're ready to go for a few months. I don't know how far along they were. It's like they can't promote anything, so they can't, like, you know, the writers, they're not writing professionally, but I'm sure ideas, you can't help but ideas being in your brain. So maybe once you're ready to go officially write things, you can go and make things exciting. I don't know. I'm hoping we're going to get something next year, but that at least gives me time to do that. People of Stranger Things that I keep promising and not delivering on. The other thing I wanted to say, speaking of Stranger Things 5, I found this article. I looked up a few news articles, and I didn't even preview them, except for one that I wanted to mention. David Harbour has that Gran Turismo movie coming out, which it didn't really interest me until I found out it's a true story based on a young man who played the video game so good that he was able to actually join the racing team. Seems kind of interesting. And it just came, it comes out next week. But even though the article is kind of talking about promoting Gran Turismo, it says, you know, Stranger Things season 4 premiered on Netflix in 2 installments, 2022. But the timeline for Stranger season 5 is still unclear, as the show cannot begin production until after the writer's strike ends. So it's not even beginning in production. Okay, so now we know. You probably already knew, but now I know. But he's quoted as saying, "It'll take a while to shoot, which will be tough since we can't get started yet. But it is what it is. I'm excited to go back. I'm excited to wrap it up in a bold, amazing way. I'm excited to really swing with this character because, you know, they're going to pay off these OG characters, Eleven, Hopper, Joyce, Mike, Will. They're going to pay them off in big ways because they've lived with you for the past 8 years. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness gracious, that gets me so excited. Oh, my goodness, I can't wait, I can't wait. He says there's another article he talks about. He teases a moving series ending and ambitious season 5 scripts. They're terrific. They continue to outdo themselves, these currently on strike writers called the Duffer Brothers. Yeah, they can't. That was when they were both on strike then. But the article must have been written, obviously, before the actors went on strike. So I am just so excited. The only other article I found is some lady was catfished by somebody claiming to be Dacre Montgomery, Billy. This woman, and I saw like a YouTube video of her being interviewed. She's like, "Oh, everything seemed right. And, you know, he needed money to get away from his girlfriend." I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I know the actors are striking for better residuals, but I don't think this guy needs to go on Instagram to talk about getting away from his girlfriend. And this lady sent him $10,000, this imposter, and also divorced her husband because the guy said, "It's either him or me, and I want to be your boyfriend." And she was like, I mean, obviously, who wouldn't choose Billy? Obviously, give me a break. But it's not him. It's not Dacre Montgomery. I mean, give me a break. And it makes me think, like, how do you fall for it that bad? I understand there's people that get duped and they think they have a relationship with someone. But I'm sorry, but if like a famous actor just messaged me out of the blue, it'd be the greatest day of my life. No, I would think like that ain't real. That can't be real. But, you know, some people just, I guess they just, they fall for it or they like the attention. I don't know what the heck it is, but I got distracted because, like, this article is from Entertainment Weekly talking about the catfish. But in the corner, there's an ad for some sort of jarred taco seasoning or taco sauce, and it's getting me, like, very hungry. I feel like I want to go have tacos. I think that's it. I think we did it. I want to thank getting all of my voicemails from Zeke, from Jax, from Reese, from Jose, I hope, and from Todd. Thank you guys for sending these in over the last many, many months. I'm sorry it took me so long to get to them. I have other podcasts, so if you want to hear me jabber on, you can find everything I work on over at fansnotexperts.com. But if you just care about Stranger Things, please stay subscribed because there will be other things coming. I'm looking forward to more comics, more novels. I have something to read while driving my mother-in-law to Florida. And, you know, that other thing I promised that people of Stranger Things. And then eventually Stranger Things 5. Oh, then finally something to sink our teeth into. But that's going to be quite a while from now. So I hope you stick around with me until then. I want to thank you guys so much for subscribing and listening and finding the show. You can find me, personally me, on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Threads at Geek Mentality. I still call it Twitter. I will not call that other stupid letter. That is dumb. You can find, yes, I'm on Threads now at Geek Mentality too. You can find the show on Twitter at Stranger D Pod. I've always hated that name, but it's the best I could do. You can also find us on TikTok, even though I haven't done anything, at Stranger Danger Pod. On Instagram, even though that's fairly new and I haven't done much on there, at Stranger Danger Pod. And on Threads. Yes, we're on Threads as well, at Stranger Danger Pod. But of course, all roads lead back to StrangerDangerPodcast.com or FansNotExperts.com if you want to see everything else that I'm working on, because I'm staying busy. I'm staying busy. I just need to get more of this out to you guys. And finally a new episode. I wonder if you guys are still listening. Hello, if you are, thank you. So until you hear from me again, I just want to say thank you so much again for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. And remember, you can call me anytime at StrangerDangerPodcast.com/hotline. Leave a voicemail and I'm going to play it. You know I'm going to play it. So call me. You can call me anytime.
Fans Not Experts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.